Islamic and historical sources reveal that he left his home on the 27th night of Safar, in the 14th year of his prophethood, and went to the home of Abu Bakr, peace be upon him. They later left Mecca together. Our Prophet knew that the first place the associators would look for him would be the road to Medina. So he headed off in the exact opposite direction. That was the road to Yemen, to the south of Mecca. They followed the road for some 6 kilometers, eventually arriving at the mountain known as Thar. This was a very high mountain, dangerous and almost impossible to climb. Here, our Prophet and his companion Abu Bakr, peace be upon him, concealed themselves inside a cave. The cave in question is reported to have been the one known as Atal on Mount Thar. At this point, the associators blocked all the roads in their search for our Prophet and posted armed men on them. Infantry, cavalry, and scouts began a detailed search of the region. They fanned out to the mountains, valleys, and cliffs. Scouts looking for our Prophet arrived at the mouth of the cave. But our Prophet Muhammad was fully submitted to the will of Allah. This exemplary virtue is described as follows in the Quran. If you do not help him, Allah did help him when unbelievers drove him out, and there were 2 of them in the cave. He said to his companion, "Do not be despondent, Allah is with us." Then Allah sent down his serenity upon him and reinforced him with the troops you could not see. He made the word of unbelievers undermost. It is the word of Allah which is uppermost. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. As in many other incidents during the course of his life, our Prophet miraculously emerged unscathed by the will of Allah. According to the reports, when the associators tracking them arrived at the cave, they saw a spider's web across its mouth and that doves had built nests and laid their eggs there, and returned, misled into thinking that there was nobody in there. There is no doubt that this was a miracle of Allah, the Lord and Judge of all. It was Allah who caused the spider to spin its web across the cave mouth at just that time, and who installed the dove that was quietly building its nest there. The way that our Prophet and his companion emerged unscathed from the cave where they had been hiding, the way that Allah supported them with invisible armies, and the way that he installed a feeling of security and peace in their hearts are all, of course, great miracles. Allah, the protector and observer, is the best of all defenses, and he to whom all power belongs.